This is Kathy Forster reporting live from the Far West Conference in Oakland, California. We have some great background music for our interview with Freddie and Francine, who are also known as Lee and Bianca. So tell me, first of all, how did you guys get the name Freddie and Francine?
Oh, well, our this is Lee speaking, by the way, not Bianca.
You sound like a Bianca to me.
Yeah,
I know, he does sound like a Bianca.
Let's see. When we first started playing, we were kind of creating a genre that we like to call 50s prom rock.
It's very accessible.
It was very, like, retro doo-wop. It's a very popular genre, as you know, because no one's ever heard of it. And we were playing our first show together. Bianca came up to sing, actually, at a show of mine, and we started playing this tune, and right before we did, we said, okay, this is a 50s, like, doo-wop-y kind of song. Why don't you know, everybody get a slow dance partner, and everybody's going to pick cheesy, silly 50s names, like, I'll be Freddie.
I said, I'll be Francine. And then by the end of it, everyone was screaming Freddie and Francine, so we were
chanting, yeah, Freddie and Francine. So it stuck. It was sort of like a joke that we now live with forever.
So it's all your fault.
It's all our fault.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be doing the showcase tonight.
It's the truth, yes.
Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We're excited.
So how did you get, how did you submit and get chosen for the showcase, do you know?
Well, we did our first Folk Alliance in February. We did International. That was our first kind of event in the Folk Alliance world. And then we just did SWRFA a couple weeks ago, and we had an official there. And it's just been a really great way to meet other artists. And I think that's been the greatest thing for us, like, sure, there's gigs involved and stuff, but, like, cultivating those relationships we've been enjoying, and we've been playing shows with folks we met at Folk Alliance in Los Angeles, so it's been really great for us.
And from a business standpoint, we have a manager who has submitted for us, and it's been fantastic. Yeah, we just have, I guess, evidently good enough online content and a presentation.
Yeah, you guys submit a video, right? Is that how they select it?
No, actually, we are not sure. I think songs, isn't it? Songs.
Well, yeah.
I think they also want to see a visual of you.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, I would guess something.
It was interesting at the Southwest Regional one. They asked us to, like, play the exact three songs that we had submitted at the showcase, but it's different here, where we kind of get our block of 20-25 minutes and. I think you're right, though. Video and song.
All right. So tell people what your instrumentation is. What instruments do you guys play?
Well, it's an acoustic guitar and two big old voices and a condenser microphone.
So you sing around a microphone.
And we sing around one mic, and that's it.
Yeah, that's very old school.
Very old school. We kind of, treat it like a bluegrass mic, but...
We for a long time... Yeah. Performed with two microphones, but a lot of our performance is, like, eye contact and making sure we're, like, we know when we're going to hold a note for a long time or cut it off. So we found with this microphone that we just got this summer, a great company called Ear Trumpet Labs makes these incredible bluegrass
Portland, Oregon
condenser mics. It's become, like, the third instrument in a way, because we kind of work the mic vocally and with our technique, and it's really fun for us.
You guys are young people. How did you arrive at this style? What influenced you to want to do this style of music?
Well, American music, the roots of American music, blues, jazz, country music has always just been in my heart for whatever reason. When I was 9 years old, my dad got me into Bob Dylan, and I just kind of started from there. And I was always interested in when I heard... a certain musician, I wanted to know where they heard stuff. Mm-hmm. So I go back as far as I possibly could.
What influenced them.
Yeah, and, you know, I believe that, like, the two greatest exports of America to the world culturally are jazz, blues, in one context, or blues and jazz in that order, and baseball. So other than that, it's kind of like, you know, there's a
two... I agree with that.
Yeah. And so I just, I don't know, I have... I'm classically trained, and so is Bianca vocally, and I think that there's something about learning how to do your craft really well and then simplify it down to the easiest, you know, acoustic guitar and vocals that strips it to, it's like, if you've got the goods, then you can see it here in a way that's naked and raw, that it is intimate, as opposed to dressing it up with a lot of stuff.
Right. And who influenced you as a singer?
What's funny about the two of us is we come from different backgrounds musically. Like, I was into a lot of R&B, like Whitney Houston, Mariah
you
Carey.
You look just like her.
I tried my entire life. You know, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, like R&B groups, En Vogue and stuff like that.
Huge voices. Yeah.
Huge voices that could, really belt and then, you know, do lots of melismatic singing.
Yeah.
So that's
also old school stuff.
But also, like Aretha Franklin. My first person I ever heard was Darlene Love, who I love her voice. People like that, Bonnie Raitt.
Like Etta James?
We do an Etta James cover. People who have
Linda
a lot
Ronstadt.
Of soul. Yeah, Linda Ronstadt.
Big voices.
Right.
That's our thing.
So that's who I listen to. So when we kind of fuse our songwriting capabilities together, you get kind of this, we call Americana soul. So it's like, got the R&B, but we feel like soul kind of covers R&B, and then Americana covers like rock and roll, folk, and country in a way. Like, there's definitely, I'm from Austin, Texas originally, and I used to listen to Garth Brooks and all that stuff, so I have a certain amount of country in my vibe.
Yeah.
And there's a roots blues, crossover, and I think soul music makes sense to me, that genre, subgenre.
Yeah, and soul is really the first, you talked about early rock and roll, that's really where rock and roll came out of, was the soul.
Absolutely.
The early 50s.
And originally it was African-American music, and it wasn't selling based on, the climate in this country at the time, and it was, Elvis and those guys, as white guys, doing Little Richard and doing that kind of stuff that translated it to the wide audience.
Right.
And then everything we're kind of seeing and hearing around this conference, I think, is a dissemination of that stuff. In a great way. It splinters off into its own vibe.
Well, tell everybody about your new CD. Tell them what the title is and where they can find it.
Well, this is one of our older. We just made a new CD. This is called The Forest and the Sea, though. You can get it on iTunes and the Briar Patch as well. But we just made a new record and did an Indiegogo campaign to fund it. And it'll come out
in
the spring.
It's not released yet.
But we're really excited.
Are you still getting funding?
We funded it.
It's
happening. It's getting mixed right now. We worked with a great producer, Todd Sycophus, who's worked with artists like Anais Mitchell, Ani DeFranco, and he produced it and is mixing it, and we're so excited to release it probably next spring.
Awesome.
So stay tuned for that.
And so where can people pick up your music at?
iTunes, Amazon, all of the CD Baby, all of the outlets on the interwebs.
Uh-huh. And your website?
Freddie and Francine, Freddie with a Y, and Francine.com.
Okay, great. Thanks for sitting down and talking to us for a few minutes.
Thanks for having us.
Great meeting you, and we're looking forward to hearing your show tonight.
Thank you. We'll
be there.
Yeah, be there with bells on.
Yeah.
Freddie and Francine, everybody, at the Far West Conference here in Oakland, California.